latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester United headlines. United are poised to open talks over a new contract for David De Gea before the end of the season. The Spanish international goalkeeper is out of contract next year, with the club having the insurance policy of extending that by a further 12 months. The Red Devils had hinted last summer they were ready to hand the brilliant 27-year-old lucrative new terms, but the De Gea camp have been kept waiting longer than they anticipated, although the word now coming out of Old Trafford is they'll attempt to sort this out before he leaves for the World Cup finals in Russia this summer. There is no indication the Spaniard is still angling for a move to Real Madrid, though, which further gives United the confidence that the negotiation process won't be a protracted affair. De Gea already earns a reported £210,000 a week, and United are likely to hike his terms closer to teammate Paul Pogba's £290,000 a week as the club's highest paid player. Elsewhere, United and Chelsea are reportedly now ahead of Barcelona in the race to sign Gremio's Arthur after the Catalans' latest spending spree. The Daily Mail claims the two English clubs could be left to fight it out for the signature of the 21-year-old central midfielder, likened to Cesc Fabregas in some quarters. The Brazilian was first linked to the Red Devils back in November after impressing for his club on the way to their Copa Libertadores triumph. Barcelona sent sporting director Robert Fernandez to watch him in the final, and despite twisting his ankle and being substituted after 50 minutes, Arthur was named man of the match. Well, he was later photographed wearing a Barca shirt presented to him by Fernandez, but the La Liga leaders pursued other targets in January. The signings of Philippe Coutinho and Yerry Mina for a combined £155 million have seen Barca pull up the shutters on their spending, leaving the Gremio star on the shelf until the summer. Well, United and Chelsea are said to be weighing up £35 million bids, a figure just short of the player's current release clause. That's according to the Daily Mail.